Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's talk to our man Chuck Smith, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chuck, we know you're training. We know you're busy, bro, but wanted to chalk out a few minutes with you.
Yeah. Hey, man, I want to apologize. I was in the middle in the gym. I got 17 pass rushers getting ready for the draft and everything. Hey, y'all, I was spinning. I was chopping. I ain't going to lie to y'all, man. My sister had my phone. And I'm telling you, I was coming off that corner, man, like Derek Thomas, late great one, man. I'm bold, but I can still bend a little bit now.
Well, those videos are amazing. Make sure you check out Chuck and you follow him. He posts a little bit. He doesn't post all the stuff, but he posts a little bit of that stuff out there, and it's great. Hey, man, let's talk about the Rams last night, because you always are talking about Aaron Donald and that front and Von Miller. Man, they got after Kyler Murray last night.
Man, listen, you forgot the other one, Leonard Floyd. Man, yes. I love it. Those are three of my favorite clients, too, because they're good people. But when you watch Aaron Donald and his technique, the destruction he causes inside, he affects the protection. He affects the mindset. People forget about that. When you're a dog like AD, the mindset of the mother cat is, oh, I got to come to play. And Von Miller showed up big last night, though. He's looking like he's getting back on his feet. And I think the sleeper, like I told you, is Leonard Floyd. I mean, they got some dudes, y'all. And hopefully they can keep it going.
Yeah, Chuck, I'm with you, brother. That defense gets after it. It was probably, I don't know, maybe the final appearance for J.J. Watt. You know, he rehabbed, got himself back there. I think he had like three tackles. Yeah. But it just seemed like Matthew Stafford had a clean pocket. He takes a lot of hits. But it seems like the running game, they committed to the running game, which set up the play action, which made everything so much more effective, especially with Odell Beckham.
Well, Beckham, give him props. I know folks in Cleveland like, oh, my God, Odell Beckham celebrating. But you know what? Well, you know what's funny? Something that you said, there's two people that their retirement gravestones are already set in the yard. Number one is J.J. Watt. He's retired, and he's been retired, in my opinion, because of his health. And right next to him is going to be Ben Roethlisberger. Right. Oh, them cats need this time. You know what I mean? But when you look at Matthew Stafford, the way he's managing the offense, you look at the way that offensive line, Big Whitworth, is in his 300th year of football, still holding it down at the right tackle. This is a team. You always hear me talking about sneaky good. They're sneaky good. Isn't it amazing to say they're sneaky good? You got two Hall of Famers on defense and potentially Matthew Stafford, if he can run the table, maybe one day he gets on the ballot. But, yeah, but I do have an apology to make to you guys, man.
What's that?
I did give y'all some bad information. I told you guys that the Dallas Cowboys might have a chance to run the table.
No.
And when I told y'all that, I said it with conviction. And I also got to apologize to you two, Carl, because I did say the New England Patriots was going to win. So, hey, I'm always going to take the love. But when you got it, I got to come down on myself. I'm coming down. I thought both of those teams had a better shot than they did.
Well, the Bills, guys, they scored on seven consecutive possessions. It's unheard of. It's an NFL record. I mean, when you talk about every time you touch the ball, the first seven times you go down the field, and Chuck, these were not like six-yard drives. They were 80, 90, 75, 68. They were just moving the ball, and the Patriots, once they got behind, guys, we know this, right? They're not built to come from behind like that. Mac Jones is not that guy yet.
No, he's not, and he was completely rattled. You just saw that he is a rookie at quarterback. But the surprising thing to me, guys, is that everybody's sort of coming down on this kid. I mean, what did you expect? Did you expect them to run the table? Give them a lot of credit for being where they are. Now, the beatdown they got, this is a 17, 18-year beef. Because, listen, the New England Patriots have beat the brakes off the Bills, the Jets, and the Dolphins for years. So I can tell you this right now. They're showing no mercy, and they're not sitting around worrying about the Patriots, because this is a lot of anger built up, and I think they ran that thing up, man, for a purpose. I really did.
Yeah, man, he was really ticked off the coach, Sean McDermott, after they lost at home to Buffalo. They put it on him in New England. They're also running the ball well, Chuck. The knock on the Bills in some of the tougher games is that Singletary wasn't that big a factor. So they got the balance, man. Plus, they got the playmakers, a wide receiver, and tight end.
Man, you look at Diggs, man. You look at this team. I mean, they're really built to win. I'm telling you right now. And it wouldn't surprise me if they got far as having the chance to compete for the AFC championship. But to me, one of the things that they've really added in is them young cats on defense. Grant, we've talked about Greg Russo, Mike. We talked about him. Right. We talked about some of these other guys they have on this defense that are some studs. But, I mean, give an organization credit for drafting correctly. The guys that we just talked about, they're guys that, except Diggs, for the most part, they were drafted. So give those guys a lot of credit. We beat teams up for their personnel all the time, but the Bills have done it the right way.
Chuck Smith, our guest, guys. Titans and Packers got the bye. And, Chuck, I mean, you want to assume that everybody uses that and gets healthy. I mean, an extra week in the NFL is a big deal. But now the Bengals travel to Tennessee. 49ers travel to the Packers this weekend. So that's going to be part of the divisional round. And I'm just curious, you always give the leg up to the team that got the rest, right? I mean, the Packers are going to be favored. Tennessee's favored because of that extra bye?
Yeah, if you look at history, I mean, traditionally the teams that get the bye, they usually win. And they usually take care of it in their first game. But I'm going to tell you this. These games are a little more even matched than you would think traditionally that the team that has the most rest. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see Frisco win the game. I wouldn't be surprised to see any of these teams win. But to me, plus it's a younger man's league from the standpoint. Mm-hmm. So the mental errors, health don't stop mental errors. So mm-hmm. when you're a team of some of these guys, some of the young guys, I mean, it's about the mental errors, particularly in this time. Because look at last night. Look at Kyler Murray. Man, dude, he got shook. He was Look, you would have thought he saw a scary monster, I'm telling you, in an alley. Mm. I mean, it was – that's what happened. So, remember, a lot of the young guys, there's some young guys on these teams, health is good, but mentally is where you really win in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Carl and I were talking about it last night. It became 21-0. I know he's trying to make a play. I mean, look, we joke around, yes, 2 points is still better than giving up seven, right? So take the safety, do something. Guys always push and try to create. And so, by the way, I mean, they've based everything around Kyler Murray. He's not going anywhere. But what about Cliff Kingsbury? I mean, do you say he's culpable in this or he gets another year?
I definitely think he gets another year. I mean, they came out one of the hot teams. They showed that they're definitely a team that's ascending, even though they, lost last night. But that goes on Kyler Murray. I mean, he held the ball so long, it was unbelievable. And what happened in the end zone, that was 100% Kyler Murray. He had the offensive line was solid on that play. The running back picked up the middle backers on pressure, but he held the ball. It's like he wanted to get sacked. Mm-hmm. Like he said, man, let me give y'all a sack. Man, let me give y'all some highlights. Man. It's like unfortunate for him, but – I mean, he's one of the best in the league, and he just got to – it's the next man up next year.
Chuck, I don't want to, blow any secrets before we let you go, but I know you're training a bunch of guys out there. How impressed have you been with what you've seen with some of the guys you're working with?
All I'm going to say is this. This is an edge draft. This is a defensive end draft. There are lots of guys out there. You got, Hutchinson and you got Thibodeau at the top. But there are several guys, man, and I'm having a chance to see that would fit perfectly in Dean P's scheme. So this ain't a year where they say, we can't find nobody. Well, I found them, and you're going to eventually find them when you see them at the Combine and on Pro Day, and it's going to start at the Senior Bowl. Hey, man, y'all make sure y'all get y'all popcorn too, man. Y'all get y'all popcorn, get y'all seats turned on the Senior Bowl, because I can tell you this right now, the guys I get, we're going to put a whooping on the Senior Bowl offensive lineman like they've never seen before. It's going to be like Aaron Donald when me and AD went through there and AD wrecked shop. It's going to be that kind of thing when I'm telling you, there's some dudes in this draft. The more linemen better be ready because we prepared.
Nice.
All right, man. 2011 was the best defensive end draft by everybody's metric. Obviously, J.J. Watt and, we talked about, Cam Jordan. Yeah. I just made another Pro Bowl. All these dudes are just bad. I mean, some dudes, Kerrigan is still playing. Guys that get after it. So, we'll see. Is it that good? A lot of good DBs, too, Chuck. But you say this is the one for defensive line, defensive end.
I think for the edge guys, I think this is one. But look, Mike, let me pump my brakes now. You done throw me out there where I'm comparing Von Miller, all them guys now, JJ. So I ain't going, those you just named three Hall of Famers, first ballot. So I ain't saying that. This way, let's go and take care of the Senior Bowl. Let's okay. handle that and then go from there. So I ain't gonna you ain't gonna throw me under the bus like that, Mike. Big no prediction.
All right, man. We went to Julio that year, Carl.
I know. Chuck, get us out of here, man. Appreciate you taking some time.
Live life every day like it's third and eight, and I love to see quarterbacks get knocked around.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.